Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Jewish Stripper, Raw and Real with Ala Kaplan. I am the former Jewish stripper. My name is Ala Kaplan. I've been away for a couple months dealing with some personal issues, but if you're new to me, then welcome to the Jewish Stripper, Raw and Real with Ala Kaplan. I don't have a particular, I would say, niche. I talk about the things that, it's my podcast, so I talk about the things that I want to talk about. And we're one day away from the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. So anyway, if you're new to me, welcome. And we're about to celebrate the Jewish New Year. So this is what the episode is going to be about today. And if you've never seen any of my videos, I'm pretty much all over the map with as far as what the subjects are. I've done psychological stuff about narcissists. I've done clearing the clutter in your space and in your head. I've done claiming your abundance before, but the reason I want to talk about abundance today is because it goes right into with the Jewish New Year, the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So as we say, Happy New Year. I believe the year is 5786 for the Jewish people, which is a very big deal because that's how long at least we've been recording our history. We may have probably existed long before 5786, but we started to write down our history. I believe we're one of the few groups on this planet that actually started to write their history down. I see like hieroglyphs with the Egyptians, but that isn't really writing. It was more of wall art. I guess it's telling the story on the wall, but we started to write the Torah. We follow the Torah. I'm not the most religious Jewish person in the world, but the Jewish New Year is a high holiday. It's an important holiday. And so I'm welcoming, if you're new to me, then you'll notice that the word Jewish is an important word to me. I am a Jewish woman. Yes, I'm a former stripper, not a current stripper. So I've been asked where I dance. I don't dance anymore. But the reason that if you're wondering why I use the logo and the name, the Jewish Stripper, was because it was supposed to be originally Raw and Real, and it became actually Raw and Real, but then I Googled Raw and Real, and there were 1,000 other Raw and Reels. So I went back to the drawing board, as I said before, and I decided that I'm going to, yes, give you a little bit of a shock value. I don't know why people have issues with strippers, but that's not really important. So if that was the reason I named the podcast The Jewish Stripper was Raw and Real with Ala Kaplan, is because there were so many other Raw and Reels, and I wanted this one to stand out. And I hope that I do stand out. I'm a little nervous because I haven't done this in a couple months. I've, like I said, dealt with some serious personal stuff, and I didn't feel like a whole lot of gratitude with things that were going on in my life. So I had a hard time to do the podcast, and I talk about gratitude a lot in my podcast, no matter what the subject is. And by the way, I want to, before I do anything else, get this out of the way, the business. I want to thank any followers that are following me on Facebook and subscribers on YouTube. I'm so grateful for all of you to have any interest in what I'm doing and what I'm talking about. And so thank you. I want to thank everyone who follows me, who engages with me, comments and everything, you know, just people watching and taking the time to watch my podcast and listen to my podcast. And it's on. I have to upload a whole lot of episodes, past episodes. I've been doing this for a little bit over a year, and I'm back, and I'm not going to go away again. No matter what, I'm going to continue to do this. I tried doing it every Sunday around this time of the evening. I know that a lot of people are probably watching their football, so you can always, this is recorded, you can always watch it later. So let's go into the Jewish New Year and reclaiming your abundance. So this is what I'm doing now, is reclaiming my abundance. And the Jewish New Year is all about, it's all about gratitude. And it's all about setting your intentions for the new year, claiming your abundance for the new year. We say to a sweet new year, Rosh Hashanah Utamuka, I think, is the sweetest, may it be the sweetest of the year. And so we celebrate, Jews, really, we celebrate life. That's what really, I think that the Jewish people are about. It's, you know, there's so many stereotypes out there about the Jews being bloodthirsty, money hungry people who are, you know, evil and trying to be, you know, I'll just say it, warmongers, settlers doing genocide, things like that. And that's just not, I don't see that that's what the Jewish people are about. The Jewish people are about loving life and living life and celebrating life and giving life to other people as well. We want peace. That's what it's really about. And so in the Jewish New Year, in this Rosh Hashanah, and celebrating life, we're going to continue, no matter how many people try to annihilate us and get rid of us, we're going to continue to dance. I was a dancer, so I'm very much about dancing through life and dancing through life no matter what comes at you. You know, life throws a lot of curveballs your way. Life is not so much about, it's sometimes difficult to enjoy your life and have gratitude and be grateful for the life that you have when you're going through something difficult. And I've been going through a lot of difficult things in the last few months. I don't want to, you know, go into details, but someone close to me had a cancer, and it had to, you know, have operations. And so it was difficult for me to love my life at that point. All I could do was be there for that person. And it's difficult to see your abundance, the abundance around you, when you have something like that happening to you. it's really hard to think about the fact that you're still grateful for the life that you have. And so I had to dig down really deep to find my gratitude. And I had to find my gratitude within myself and within the people around me who were supportive of me, who were supportive of my family, and going through this with my family and giving us support, giving us strength. So many people texting, calling, so many people being there for my family, so many people wishing well and praying for a good outcome for all of this stuff. So anyway, I regress. Let's go back to life and living life. And luckily, things turned out well. And luckily, we are here all together to celebrate this wonderful holiday and also to celebrate the incoming being together, being able to be together on this planet we call Earth, and on this day of the new year. So grateful that I am able to be with the people that I love. Reclaiming my abundance is looking forward to the new year and looking forward to the abundance coming my way. And also, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you want to do something, there's something in your life that you've been wanting to do that you are kind of waiting for or saying, eventually I'm going to do this. Don't wait, because life is short and we don't know how long we have to go. And so do what makes you happy and do it for yourself, but also do it for the example to other people. If you have the courage that if you want to start a business, start a podcast, write a book like I started to write a book, which I haven't finished, which I need to finish. There's so much that there's really, life flies by. I mean, it was just January and it's almost October. This year flew by so fast for me. And I realized just how fast time flies, and there's no time to stop. And sometimes you have to stop for a minute and you have to look around your surroundings and take the time for gratitude for your family, for your friends, for your job, for even the, your job, maybe a job that someone else would do with a happy heart if you, hate your job. So why do we eat the fruit on the Happy New Year? Why do we have, for the Jewish people, apples and honey for this, to make the sweet new year, for the abundance to come to us? But also, what I want to tell you is, you are the master of your destiny. Yes, God is watching and God is with you. And I believe in karma and I believe in God as being something like the universe, and what you put out into the universe is what you're going to get back. Like the good book says, you reap what you sow. So I just want to, you know, put it out there that claiming your abundance, it's not just taking in your hands and being thankful already for what you have. But why do we have the sweet new year? Why do we talk about the sweet new year? Why do we celebrate life? Is because we are show our gratitude not only for what we have gotten in the past, but what we are going to receive. It's all about the future. And the future to some people may look dim, and it may look like if you're going through something very difficult, then it's hard to look at the future. And it's hard. It's the best you can do is sometimes go minute to minute and hour to hour. And that time flies by. That's the thing about the future, is that it comes at you so fast. And before you know it, that minute is gone, that hour is gone, and you still haven't done what you really want to do in your life. You still haven't tried. And that's the other thing, is claiming your abundance is trying. You have to try. You can't fail. You could fail, but if you haven't tried, then you never know if you will succeed. And if you fall down, you get up and you do it again. And that's one of the important things in claiming your abundance, is taking control of your life. If you fail, if you try something and you fail, it sucks. It's very difficult to do it again, to try again, but the important thing is that you're trying, and you may have to try that 1,000 times. You may have to try 1,000 times, and you may have to go back to the drawing board 1,000 times and say, okay, if I failed, how can I not fail this time? What is it going to take for me to succeed? And you have to sometimes go really deep within yourself. You have to go deep within yourself, within that gut, that instinct, that thing inside you that makes you want to succeed. And you have to make the effort. If without effort and without the work, your abundance won't come. It's like the movie, The Field of Dreams. And I talked about this before. If you build it, they will come. And it's a wonderful movie. It's a wonderful story. I'll just give you a quick synopsis, which is that, you know, Kevin Costner is the star of the movie. And he gets this voice in his head that tells him to build this baseball stadium. And then these baseball players will come from the past, who were the greatest baseball players of all time, that we were considered. And everyone thinks he's crazy for building this baseball stadium. And the voice keeps telling him what to do. And so basically, I'm not going to ruin the rest of it for you. If you've never seen the movie, it turns out very well for him. But so if you build it, they will come. What does that mean? That if you have a idea, if you have an idea, and if you have a desire, and I want to say this: you don't need a PhD, you don't need a master's degree to make a business, to start a business, to something that you've always wanted to do. It helps, but there's a whole lot of people, college educated people, that can't get a job because they may not be qualified for the job that they want, or it's just a difficult market. But you don't need a degree to be a good business person. You don't need a degree to, like I started the podcast. I just wanted to start the podcast, and I decided, you know what? It may be sound crazy to someone that I want to make this podcast something where people, I invite guests, and I invite anyone who's watching and listening to come on and be a guest. And I have no particular, like I said, niche. I started with psychological stuff about narcissists and things like that. I was in an abusive relationship, so I feel like I have some insight into psychology a little bit. But I want this business to grow, and I want to make this podcast something where people can come on and, you know, they can talk about their business and their story and give a voice to women and men who want to come and talk about how they are starting their dream, how they are claiming their abundance. That's the whole thing about this podcast, is not just for me to sit around and talk about who can go and claim, you know, their abundance, or the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. I want to give people a voice to come and join me. And so I invite anyone who's, like I said, watching and listening, and no topic is off limits, except maybe, like, you know, anything perverted. I mean, I could tell you, I could sit around and tell you about strippers and stripping every episode. I could tell you a different story about my life when I was a stripper 30 years ago, but I don't think that that's going to be interesting. I hope to bring you interesting content. I hope to bring you content that is going to pique your interest, that is going to, maybe someone watching is saying, wow, you know, I really didn't think about, not the Jewish New Year so much, but reclaiming my abundance, taking my life into my own hands, and being I think they say you are the architect of your life. I said the master of your destiny is what I said, but you are the architect of your life. You are building your life the way that you want it to, that you foresee, you envision for yourself is to take your life into your hands and go out there. Like I said, you might fail 1,000 times, and you keep that 1,001 time is going to be your success. And so let's do it all together. Let's take our lives into our hands and imagine, envision, and focus on visualization for you to be the master of your destiny, so that you can claim your abundance. And if you've lost, like I did, I lost for a minute that gratitude for everything that I have, good and bad. And you know what? The bad has taught me a lot of lessons. The bad stuff has taught me to be grateful for the people in my life, to be grateful for my family, to be grateful for my friends, to be grateful for the things that I do have, and don't worry, and also to kind of, I guess, let go and let God guide me to where I need to be, and not so much worry about the outcome of things when I am the person who is going to be in control. I'm in control. That's really what I'm talking about when I say take your life into your hands and be the architect of your life, be the master of your destiny. That's all. It's all about not just the current, but future. And so we're going into the new year, and I pray for peace in the new year. We've been at war for the last 2 years almost, and we still have hostages in Palestine. And I am going to, if you have never seen my videos, I do talk about these things because they're important to me. And I pray that the new year brings peace to not just the Jewish people, but brings peace to people who celebrate death and not celebrate life. I pray that people who are going through a difficult situation are there, they have some, they can find some abundance in their life. And so I hope that for everyone, I just pray for a sweet new year. And I pray that that sweet year is for everyone, not just the Jewish people, but that the people who are having difficulty find celebrating life and enjoying life and being the architects of their life. I hope that people find that strength. I hope people find their abundance in this new year and all around the world, not just for the Jewish people. So thank you again for watching, for engaging, for following, and for subscribing. I'm on YouTube. It's at Ala Kaplan 3270, or you can just Google the Jewish Stripper and you will find all my videos, or you'll go directly to YouTube. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I wish you a sweet and wonderful new year and lots of abundance and lots of joy and peace, most of all. Thank you.